return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
Welcome to a service at Holy Life Tabernacle in Brookings, South Dakota. We are proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Now let's go into the sanctuary, and here's today's message.
Our God is an awesome God.
God bless you, David. Love you, David and Jeannie. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Thank God. I can't imagine where we'd be without you in our lives, and I really mean that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Well, tonight, I want to share a scripture verse. You know, sometimes the Message Bible kind of unfolds some different things for you. But when I was reading this, this particular verse jumped out at me. We're going to start in Acts chapter 2, and let's talk about King David, and he makes this proclamation. He said, I saw God before me for all time. Nothing can shake me. Turn to your neighbor and say, nothing can shake me. He's right by my side. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm glad from the inside out while I am ecstatic, David said. He said, I've pitched my tent in the land of hope. Somebody say amen to that. He said, I got a new address tonight, hallelujah. I've got a new zip code, says David, hallelujah. I have pitched my tent in the land of hope, hallelujah. How many know when it comes to your family, I have pitched my tent in the land of hope? Somebody say amen. When it comes to your marriage, I've pitched my tent in the land of hope, hallelujah. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Yes, he said, that's where I desire, that's where I'm going to live from now on. I'm going to call this my new residence. This is going to be my new territory, hallelujah. I have made a home there in the land of hope. Somebody say amen. Thank God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Want to build that for yourself? Want to build this land of hope for your kids? Want to build this land of hope for your church? Yes. Want to build this land of hope for your ministry? Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. So we ain't going to build in the land of gloom. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Ain't going to build in the land of doubt. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't going to build in the land of fear. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of preachers that are building in the land of fear. And perfect love casts out all fear. Hallelujah. I'm not going to build there. Hallelujah. No, I'm going to make my resident. I'm going to make my new home. I'm going to make my new zip code in the land of hope. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so praise God. Tonight I want to start off by talking about the land of hope. Spiritually speaking, God wants you all and he wants us all to live and abide in this land of hope. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, Hebrews tells us this. It says, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Somebody say amen. Amen. It's the evidence of things not yet seen. Praise God. So we create this atmosphere by faith, don't we? Amen. This evidence, hallelujah, the word evidence actually means a title deed. Isn't that something? So we have the title deed to this land of hope appropriated by faith. Somebody say amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so God wants us to live in this land of hope and to stir up the gift that was in you. I got news for you tonight. Hallelujah. You are a treasure of immense value. Somebody say amen to that. The God of the universe has called you a masterpiece, hallelujah. You are made in the very image of God, hallelujah. He said, as things in heaven, so are things on this earth, amen. And so our job is to create this atmosphere of hope, hallelujah. Hope for the hopeless, somebody say amen. That God came into your world when you were hopeless, and he gave you hope, hallelujah. And there's a tie to this it says that our faith, praise God, is the title deed, praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Jesus went about everywhere he went. How many know he brought this hope? Hallelujah. Bible says this in John chapter 8, verse 10. It says, when Jesus had lifted himself up and saw, this is the woman that was caught red-handed, and they had thrown her down, and they wanted to stone her. And here's Jesus now. How many know the only one that could throw a stone didn't? Somebody say amen. The Bible says, and when he saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are your accusers? And he said, hath no man condemned thee? And she said, no. She said, no, no man, Lord. And he said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Praise God. So powerful that we have a God who believed in us. Amen. That God had you had a debt you couldn't pay. He paid a debt he didn't owe. Somebody say amen. Jesus saw value in people that the world discarded. Somebody say amen. We are anointed by God to unlock people's prophetic future. And Jesus did this for her. We understand by this story that this girl became a soul winner. Hallelujah. And a leader in her community. So we have the anointing by God to unlock the prophetic future in people. Sometimes just a word, hallelujah, can unlock the future for people. Hallelujah. Jesus was a master at this, praise God, because he talked about hope. Hallelujah. So your first key to stay in this land of hope is stay hungry. Somebody say stay hungry. You know, if we'll stay hungry, praise God, that's a key to unlock this land of hope and to abide in there. Call that your zip code. Call that your new address. Hallelujah. Stay hungry. You know, we had a cat named Squeaky. And no matter where Squeaky was laying in this three stories in our house, the minute Grandma punched the tuna, the second, here's Squeaky. Now, she's on the third floor. Like this, just sound asleep like cats do. But the minute that can opener punched that tuna, Squeaky's head popped up. Somebody say amen to that. I'm telling you, it was like radar. I don't know. We might not have tuna for a month, but the second that thing was popped, here's Squeaky right by your feet. Meow. 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 Because she knew there's a reward for her. Somebody say amen to that. Mama was going to save a little of the tuna in the bottom of the can. Somebody say amen to that. That she knew if she'd just stay right there, stay attentive, hallelujah. If we'll stay attentive, God will feed you. Amen. Manna, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So our first key to stay in this this land of hope, hallelujah, is to stay hungry for the things of God, hallelujah. Amen to that. Somebody say amen to that. Matthew chapter 10, verse 42, the Bible says, and whosoever shall give a drink to one of these little ones, a cup of cold water, just a cup of cold water only, in the name of the disciple, verily, I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. You know, I read that scripture verse the other day, and I was thinking, just one little cup of cold water. God said, you're not going to lose your reward. Somebody say amen to that. I thought to myself for a minute, I wonder what would happen if you drilled a well. Somebody say amen to that. I wonder what would happen if just a little old cup of cold water for one of these little ones, praise God. What would happen if you drilled a well for a community? Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you there's a land of peace. There's a land of honey. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen to that. Thank you, Jesus. It's a land of hope. Thank you, Jesus. Hope for the hopeless. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Second key to unlock this land of hope, praise God, is trust the word. Somebody say amen to that. You know, trust the word even when it doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense right now. Now, how many know that's where faith comes in? That's the title deed. That's the title deed. That's the stamp, amen, at the register of deed, amen. That's when you know that you know that you know, even though it doesn't look like much, God is working on your behalf, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, amen. Trust his word, even when it doesn't make sense, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Numbers chapter 13, we find a couple guys here named Caleb and Joshua. Now, here's what it says. And Caleb, you know the story, so I'm not going to read it all, but it says, Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess the land, for we are well able to overcome it. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Tonight, you are well able to overcome the obstacles in your way. Somebody say amen. Amen. How many know David killed Goliath with his hobby? Somebody say amen. The Bible says, for we are well able to overcome it. But now watch this. It says, but when the men went up with them, they said, we're not able to do it, to go up against these people, for they are stronger than us. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone up to search, it is a land that eats up its inhabitants thereof. And all of the people that we saw in there are men of great stature. Now, I got to tell you something. How many know that 2.5 million people couldn't talk two guys out of the promise that God had given them about that land? Somebody say amen to that. Two guys that were determined that they could do it because of what God said about them, amen. What he talked about this land of hope, amen. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. And if you can bridge this gap with me, praise God, this land of hope is a spiritual land that we can enter into, amen. Thank God for that. This is a land, praise God, where it's flowing. It's full of opportunity, praise God. God's got some amazing opportunities for you. Even this week, I'm going to say this prophetically, praise God, that God's got an amazing opportunity waiting for you. I want you to stay ready, hallelujah. Stay on high alert because God's going to open up doors even this week for somebody. It's doors of opportunity, praise, flowing with milk and honey, praise God. Full of opportunity, full of new friends, hallelujah. Somebody say amen to that. This land, hallelujah, that he's describing here is a spiritual land. Thank you, Jesus. It's a land full of joy. Isn't that powerful? It's a land full of peace. Somebody say amen. Amen. A land full of destiny, praise God. That God had you on his mind, hallelujah, before the foundation of the world. This land of hope is for every Christian to abide in, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So thankful for the Lord. Colin Powell, he was the architect of the Iraqi war, one of them. He said, dreams just don't come to pass by magic. It takes hard work and determination and sweat. Somebody say amen. Yeah. See, oftentimes your blessing is dressed up in overalls and work boots. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. But God promises that he'll bring you out on top. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What are you working on to instill hope in your marriage? What are you working on to instill hope in your kids? Hallelujah. And in your finances? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I want to read you another scripture verse found in John chapter 11, verse 40. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bible says, Jesus said unto him, if thou wouldest believe. Now, this is Lazarus. When Lazarus was dead, and they said, man, if Jesus would have just got here. Amen. Now, the Bible says that Jesus said unto her, he said unto her, if thou wouldest believe, thou wouldest see the glory of God. Now, look at me just for a minute. I'm going to tell you tonight, if you can believe, you're going to see the glory of God in your life. Hallelujah. Jesus said this. Then they took away the stone from the place where it was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes, and he prayed this prayer. And he said, this is a prayer for all of us. And he said, Father, I thank you that thou heard me. And I knew you heard me. But because of the people which stand by, that they might believe that you sent me. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So oftentimes, your opportunity is disguised in a disappointment. Amen. How many know they wanted to see a healing, and God was talking about a resurrection. Somebody say amen to that. See, God, sometimes God will do, he's already made a situation way out in front of you. Hallelujah. You were believing for a healing. God was talking about a resurrection. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How many know he's going to resurrect some things in your life? Amen. Some things that look dead, God has the power to resurrect. Hallelujah. Yeah. So thankful for the Lord and his power to resurrect. His power to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because it's a land of hope. Right. Turn to neighbor and say, a land of hope. Land of hope. Hallelujah. David knew this. That's why David, when he prayed this psalm, he said, well, why are you cast down, O my soul? How come you're disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for yet shall I praise him. He's the health of my countenance, my God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's Psalm 43:5. Thank you, Jesus. David was encouraging David. Amen. How many know Kevin has to encourage Kevin? Samuel has to encourage Samuel. Somebody say amen to that. Sometimes we got to talk to ourselves, praise God. Paul said an amazing thing. Paul said, I make myself happy. Well, how do you do that? Man, we just preach to ourselves. The more you preach, the better you're going to feel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, what comes after I am comes looking for you. Somebody say amen. It has to do with how you talk about yourself, what you say to yourself, right? How many know if you say you're fat, calories are going to come looking for you, right? If you say, man, I'm old, wrinkles are going to come looking for you. Whatever you say I am comes looking for you. So you've got to watch. Number three, the third key to unlock this door of hope, this land of hope, is watch what you say. Turn to your neighbor and say, watch what you say. Thank God. Hallelujah. Watch what you say. Psalm 23, verse 6, the Bible says, David figured this thing out. He said, surely goodness and mercy are going to follow me. Right? All the days of my life. And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Very powerful. He was convinced that good things were coming his way. Because of his relationship with God, he was convinced that goodness and mercy were just going to, here comes goodness, here comes mercy. They're going to chase you down like a couple of hound dogs. Somebody say amen. He was convinced because of his relationship and his covenant with God that goodness and mercy were going to come his way. Amen. Dear people, I'll tell you something. We have got to be convinced that God is for you and not against you. Amen. That you become fully persuaded that God is on your side and that he's working on your behalf. Hallelujah. Amen. That he's in love with you. Praise God. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. David was encouraging David. Hallelujah. David trained himself to think good things were coming. Amen. How many know you got to train your brain? Somebody say amen. Train yourself that good things are coming. Good things are coming. Prophesy that to yourself. Prophesy that to your grandkids. Hallelujah. Good things are coming to you. You're not a sinner. You're a winner. Somebody say amen. Good things. Mercy's coming. You're going to be at the best. You're going to be the top of the game. Hallelujah. How many know if it's okay for God to call things that are not as though they were, it's all right for you to call things that are not as though they were. Amen. He told Gideon, he said, Gideon, I want to introduce you to somebody. Somebody, you've met a lot of people, Gideon, but you never met yourself. Somebody say amen to that. You're a mighty man of valor. Hallelujah. Some of us have to get introduced to ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. David trained himself that good things were coming his way. Hallelujah. I pitched my tent in the land of hope. That's where I'm going to live. That's where I'm going to abide. That's where my zip code is. I'm not moving. I'm walking. I'm stepping in and stepping out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No more gloom. No more fear. No, it's hope. Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12, the Bible says, turn ye, you stronghold of prisoners, hallelujah, prisoners of hope. I'm chained to hope. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Chained to hope. Even to this day, he said, I declare I will render double unto thee. Listen to me. God's going to give you double for your trouble. Somebody say amen to that. Turn to your neighbor and say, save the receipts. God's on the throne. Hallelujah. He can fix what you broke. Hallelujah. He's big enough. He's strong enough. He's able. Even when I'm not able, he's able. Hallelujah. He's big enough to fix your family. Hallelujah. I've pitched my tent in the land of hope. I'm a prisoner of hope. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you double for your trouble. Hallelujah. Amen. Restore twice over. Somebody say amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The fourth key to unlock this spiritual land, this new address, this place that we're going to live in, is persevere. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible says that we need to persevere. Hallelujah. Yeah. He said, you young men are strong in the Lord. Yeah. Then he tells us why. Because the word of God dwells in you. That's why. You young women, you're strong in the Lord because the word of God dwells in you. Thank you, Jesus. Very powerful. God has a solution before you had the problem. Amen to that. Thank you, Jesus. Your hard work and your faithfulness is building a future for somebody else. Amen. Jeannie and Dave's hard work and their faithfulness is building a future for somebody else. Somebody say amen to that. Yeah. It's going to outlast them. When they're long gone, it's going to outlast them. Yeah. Let's work on things that are going to outlast us. Hallelujah. Yeah. God has a solution before you had the problem. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 18. Bible says, I'm not going to take time to read the story because you know it, but this is when the Syrian army was after Elisha, and you know, the kid couldn't see it. Hallelujah. How many know sometimes we can't see it, and yet the armies of the Lord were just as real before his eyes were open than after his eyes were open. Somebody say amen. The Bible says this, though, and when they came down to Elisha, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, smite the people, I pray, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. You know what's really amazing about this story? Is that the guy sent the entire Syrian army after one guy. Somebody say amen to that. Now, I don't know about you, but is this kid paranoid? This leader paranoid? He's one guy. He sends the entire Syrian army. And of course, Elijah says, blind him. Then he said, no, don't kill him. Lead him back. You know the story. It's pretty amazing. But I'm going to tell you something. You have a reputation that is known in hell. Hallelujah. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you who you are. Thank you, Jesus. That was a Leslie. Thank you for sharing that.
I'll tell you who you are. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Praise God. I'll tell you who you are. You're blood bought. You're mercy sought. You're joint heirs with Jesus. Hallelujah. I'll tell you who you are. You're snake handling. Praise God. Demon stomping. Believers of God that are setting a course. Hallelujah. We're setting a new generation on fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'll tell you who we are. We're ushering in the greatest revolution that the world has ever seen. Hallelujah. I'll tell you who you are. One by one, you're winning people to the Lord. Praise God. And it's overtaking the earth like a wildfire. Hallelujah. I'll tell you who you are. You're people who live in the land of hope and who give it away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So then I can say, man, I'm coming out stronger. Somebody say amen to that. I'm gonna rest in the overflow. Somebody say the overflow. Hallelujah. This year is going to be the land of increase. Hallelujah. Somebody say increase. Like fine wine under pressure. God's going to pop the cork on you. Increase. I'll tell you who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Stronger. I'm coming out. I'm going to increase. Thank you, Jesus. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm on the increase. I'm on the increase, praise God. The commander took an entire Syrian army and went after him. Man, I thought, wow. God had a solution before Elisha had the problem. Amen to that. I'll tell you what, God has a solution. If you're in a problem today, it's already taken care of. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Bible says, Matthew chapter 17, Bible says, and when they had come to Capernaum, they received a tribute of money, came to Peter, and they said to Peter, hey, doth your master pay the tribute or not? He said, yes, he did. He does. And when he had come to the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, what's on your mind, Peter? How many know God knows what's on your mind, whether you want to tell him or not? Somebody say amen. He said, what are you thinking about, Peter? And then he says, of whom doth the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? Peter said unto him, strangers. Jesus said unto him, then are they children of the free? Notwithstanding, lest we should offend, go to the sea, cast out a hook, take up the fish, the first one, Peter, that comes up, open up his mouth, and you will find a piece of money. Take it and give it unto them for me and thee. Dear friends, God is still putting gold coins in fishes' mouths today. Somebody say amen to that. Hallelujah. God is still opening up the blind eyes. He's still resurrecting things that look dead, and now they're alive. Hallelujah. God has got a solution for the problem that you face today. Before the foundation of the world, he's not biting his fingernails about your rent. Hallelujah. He wants to calm you and put you in a permanent address of hope. Amen. David said, I have pitched my tent in the land of hope. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He's still feeding people. He's still feeding 5,000. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Matter of fact, he told them, you feed them. Amen. Of course, and they were going to give. The disciples had concluded, we don't have enough. Turn to neighbor and say, we don't have enough. There ain't enough fish and there ain't enough bread here to feed the 5,000. Jesus said, look, don't tell me what you don't have. Tell me what you do have. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. You got the Holy Ghost. Don't tell me what you don't have. Tell me what you do have. You got the Holy Ghost. You got Jesus on your side. Yeah, man, they were running the numbers. Well, near as I can tell, we got facts on the ground here. Somebody say amen. It's 5,000 people. We got two loaves, a few fish. Ain't going to happen. Let me tell you something. God can put the super in your natural. Hallelujah. God has a solution for your problem. Thank you, Jesus. Put your hand in the hand of the man that stilled the water. Somebody say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Tell him what you do have. You put your little bit with his great bit. How many know God will do a work in your day? You wouldn't believe it if he told you in advance. Somebody say amen. Matthew chapter 15, verse 34. The Jesus said unto them, how many loaves have you? And they said, seven. And a few little fish. Somebody say amen. How pray we? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The key is to take your little bit and put it with his great bit. Somebody say amen. The fifth key to unlock the land of hope in your life is to start imagining things. How many know God has given you the gift of imagination so you can stop focusing on your present condition? Somebody say amen. Start imagining, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Start imagining things differently. Start imagining, man, I'm gonna go and affect the world, hallelujah. I'm going to go to Africa. Start imagining that, hallelujah. Instead of just giving a little cup of cold water, start imagining drilling a well someplace, praise God. Thank you. Start imagining feeding 5,000 people, praise God. Start imagining that. I'm going to tell you something. If you can get that imagery in your mind, praise God, it brings it to the present, hallelujah. He had the solution before you had the problem. Our last scripture verse in Exodus chapter 4, verse 10. And Moses said unto the Lord, how many know Mo couldn't talk? Somebody say amen. Moses said unto the Lord, oh my Lord. Turn to your neighbor and say, oh my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, oh me. Oh my Lord. I am not eloquent, neither hitherto, nor since thou hast spoken unto thee, thy servant, but I am slow of speech, I'm slow of tongue, and I'm short, fat, and ugly. Somebody say amen to that. No, I'm quick, I'm sharp, and I'm powerful. Somebody say amen to that. I'm going to tell you something. You've got to start forecasting to yourself the truth about you. Hallelujah. Thank God. You got to get in the mirror and start putting your hair back and say, man, I'm good looking. Man, I'm at the top of my game. Hallelujah. I tell you, business ideas draw like filings to a magnet to me. Praise God. I run with the very top. Hallelujah. My best friends are the smartest people in town. Hallelujah. He said, man, I how many know he had a solution for this? Aaron! Talk for him. Somebody say amen. Listen to me. He's got a solution for your problem. He's not out of options. Hallelujah. So I want you to stand up with me. I want to pray a blessing on you tonight. Hallelujah. David said, I have pitched my tent in the land of hope. Hallelujah. Hope for the hopeless. That's going to be your new address, says the Lord. Hallelujah. That's going to be your new zip code. Hallelujah. That's going to be the embassy. Thank you, Jesus. That's where we're going to hang out together, says the Lord. This is happening even right now, says the Lord. Hallelujah. This is not going to be a land of fear no more. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, I bind that in the name of Jesus. I'm binding that in the name of Jesus. Gladness is coming. Sadness is leaving. Fear is going, gone. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for that. Father, I pray a blessing on the Sunday night crowd. For they are like my cat Squeaky. When she heard the tuna can pop, she came running. Her nose was set on tuna, I'm telling you. Father, our passion is for you.
Hallelujah.
Now, Father, I thank you for this land of hope. Father, in the area of health, we've pitched our tent in the land of hope. In the area of money, we've pitched our tent in the land of hope. In the area of relationships, we've pitched our tent in the land of hope. Hallelujah. Hope for the hopeless. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I pray you begin to rain on them. The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch. Hallelujah. That means there's a high probability that it's going to rain so much that the rivers are going to leave its banks. Somebody say amen to that. Hallelujah. There's a river of goodness coming towards you, Seston. There's a river of good things heading towards you. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's going to overflow its banks. Hallelujah. It's going to go to your ankles, your thighs. Pretty soon you're going to lose touch. You're going to lose touch with the ground. I'm going to do a work, says the Lord, and put you in a land of hope. And everybody said amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you...
Our God is an awesome God. He raised Him from heaven above.
Thank you for listening to this inspirational message. We trust that you were encouraged in your faith. For additional information or resources, please contact the church at 605-692-4616. You can email us at holylife@brookings.net or visit our website at holylifetabernacle.com. If you're in the Brookings area, please stop by to visit a service. We are located at 241 Mustang Pass, just off Main Avenue South. Our service times are Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., also Wednesday nights at 7. God bless you.